Hello there, my audio boo friends. It is October 28th. It's a Monday morning, a very gray, yucky Monday morning here in Montreal. It is 8:45 in the morning. I'm on my way to work for a half day. I've decided I was going to go in for the full day and then stay home tomorrow, but I've decided I'm going to do a half day today, a half day tomorrow, a half day on Wednesday, perhaps, and then a full day on Thursday and a full day on Friday. At least that's what I'm planning. The reason I'm doing that is to stagger out my time between working for the company I work for in Laval, just north of Montreal, to which I'm going to the office now. And, of course, my report writing that I do for my folks in Ontario. It's been crazy busy for me, and will be so for the next couple of weeks still, probably. And then things will get a little bit quiet, but not that much. I'll still have a few things to get done, definitely. And I'm just as busy as I've always been. So I've been up now for close to 4 hours already. I woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning and couldn't get back to sleep. And as I'm often liable to do, I check my email, check my Twitter feeds, that kind of thing. And last night, I had a back and forth with someone from Listly. Excuse me. the Listly website used for listing all sorts of things. Very popular and used by many people here on Audio Boo and as well as Twitter. And the question was posed by a few people as to how to embed a Listly list, boy, that's hard to say, a Listly list in Squarespace, in a Squarespace website. I can do a quick rundown right now. Basically, what you have to do is go log into your Squarespace, and if you have a blog, then you can insert a content block. You click on the little plus sign in the circle there on the bottom right hand corner of your page, and that brings up the content block where you can embed, you know, different things, images, text, and whatever, and add it onto your blog as a sequence of items. Of course, you can reorder them anytime afterwards by clicking and dragging. But when you click on it, it will put it at the very bottom of the list of content that you have for your blog. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted here driving. Okay, so then what you do is you call up the embed block, and a little window will pop up asking you for a URL. Now, when I first started using that, I put the URL pointing to the list, but that didn't work. And then I realized you have to click on the gear icon, and you'll see it there, it's kind of faint, but to the right of the URL, there's a gear icon. You click on that, and it opens up the embedded code window. So you embed your code that you copied from your Listly, and I'll explain how to do that in a second. So you paste your code from the Listly site there. You click set, then you click, I think it's apply or okay. And then it will show up in your content in your blog, but will not be formatted the way you will eventually and ultimately see it. That will only be done if you view the site not logged in as a manager of the site. Okay, so that's very important. If you want to see your Listly list show up with the proper formatting showing the items in the list, you cannot be logged in as the owner of the Squarespace site. You have to go in as a visitor or as a viewer, a simple viewer of the site. Now, to get the embed code for Listly, let's go over to your Listly site. Ugh, that's hard to say. So once you're there, you click on the list you want to embed, and I believe up in the sort of the upper right-hand side of the list, not the page, but just the list, you'll see this symbol that kind of looks like an infinity sign, I think. The number 8 that's kind of tired and going to take a nap. So you click on that and you'll get the embed code where you can copy the code to embed your list in another site. Now there's two windows or two text boxes up at the top. One is specifically if you have the Listly WordPress plugin. That's not the one we're going to use. We're interested in the JavaScript one below it. So that's what you want to copy. Now you'll notice that there are four tabs at the top of the Listly embed code window. And those correspond to the format you'd like your list to show up as in your embedded page. Or rather, when you've embedded it in your Squarespace or whatever page you plan on putting this thing. I'm just using Squarespace here as an example because that's what was asked. But you could embed it in just about any website. So getting back to it, the first one, if I recall from memory, is called Full List. The second one is called Gallery, which lays out your list items sort of like a gallery of photos. Then the third one is Short, so it creates a short list of your items, but they're all there. Whereas the last one, which I believe is called Header Only, will only show the first item in the list, and then all the other items are shown on the right-hand side as sort of linkable items, and you can link on them, and then you'll see each item in the list. Depending on how much space you have and how you want to condense it, you can choose from any one of those different ways of showing and embedding your Listly list. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I think that's it. Yeah, and I've been, you know, I was working on that last night and creating a screenshot, and I do have a blog post on my Squarespace site. If you want to go see that, it's Stefano-Landi.squarespace.com. Now, unfortunately, I only have a trial website, and at Squarespace, your trial websites only last 2 weeks, about 14 days. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all that wonderful information, because I don't want to lose it, and I'm going to put it over on my blog. And you can find my blog at slandi.net or www.slandi.net. And there, right now, there's an amalgamation of all sorts of blog posts. I have not updated that site in a long time, but I hope to, I'm going to include definitely this post, that blog post on embedding Listly lists in Squarespace, along with a few other things that I've had rummaging around. I'm going to try to put them all in one place and start sort of building a comprehensive how-to for questions that I've had over the years. See if I can accumulate everything. Anyway, but regardless of that, what I'm going to do is, so I don't lose that post, is I'm going to bring it over and migrate it to my my Word, which is a WordPress, by the way. It's a self-hosted WordPress blog over at slandi.net. Okay, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Hope you're having better weather. I know the UK got hit by severe storms, I hear. I hope everyone's okay. Catch you later.